You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. If you like lobster and live anywhere near New York, you don't want to miss Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. This is a special recording in anticipation of the event, which goes down June 6th, 2013. The event takes place at the Metropolitan Pavilion at 125 West 18th Street in New York City. You think you've had good lobster rolls, but you have no idea.
Hello, I'm Leah Eden with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Today we are talking lobster, specifically those delicious, delicious lobster rolls. I have Sabin Lomak and Jim Salikis of Cousins Fresh Maine Lobster on the line today. They are based out of Los Angeles. Welcome. Thank you both for being here today.
No, thank you for having us.
Great. So, you both seem to have some connections to Maine. I've heard the name of your restaurant. I've learned a little bit about you. Why don't you give us a little background about yourselves, your connections to Maine, and how Cousins came to be?
Sure. This is Jim. Sabe and I grew up in Maine together. We are cousins. We spent probably the first 16 or 17 years of our lives in the greater Portland area. Sabe's 3 years older than me, and we spent our family holidays and summer weekends hanging out with our family and running around eating lobster.
Very nice. And, you know, Maine is something that I kind of automatically associate with lobster. I think the vast majority of people do. What is it about Maine culture and lobster that works so well together? Or why is lobster so iconic with Maine?
I think a great deal of it has to do with, I mean, just, you know, the best lobster in the world is coming from Maine. Clearly, the cold waters and the rocky coastline allow for, you know, the most kind of tender and succulent meat that you're going to get out of lobsters. And when you think of Maine, you think lobster. So when we were, about 2 years ago, and we decided we wanted to do some work together, we decided to bring Maine to California.
Oh, great. So Jim, why don't you tell me a little bit about that childhood in Maine? What are some of your earliest memories of eating lobster or, you know, having it either with your family or friends? Tell us a little bit about what that looked like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we both grew up right around the, right nearby the ocean in Cape Elizabeth and Scarborough, Maine. Our summer times, but obviously, you know, spring and fall as well, just included family gatherings or with friends, and it was on the rocks, our little lobster shacks at Two Lights or, you know, down in Portland where we'd get the family together and either do some sort of lobster bake or, you know, whether we just go out and order the lobster rolls and the fried clams, you know, or my mother would be doing her steamers. So it was certainly pretty iconic to Maine, I believe, and it was kind of how our family always associated and connected with each other.
Great. And so, Sabin, it sounded like the restaurant, and I believe you have a lobster truck as well. Is that correct?
That's definitely correct. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what, you know, we're based here in Brooklyn. I haven't had a chance to be out and see you guys in Los Angeles. Tell us a little bit about what I would expect to see on your menu for the lobster truck if I was lucky enough to see it.
For the lobster truck, you would see our two top sellers, obviously our rolls. We do a traditional Maine roll, all fresh, guanaco kale meat, the New England style roll and a little mayonnaise, and the meat sir chilled. Our most popular one, we started doing a Connecticut roll where you warm the meat up, you serve it with a little melted butter and lemon. That thing is just, it's insane. It is so good, and it is our top seller. We also have California lobster tacos. Again, you get fresh meat, handmade local tortillas, little cabbage, cilantro, lime, salsa, pico de gallo. They're amazing. Lobster bisque, clam chowder. We even bring in whoopie pies for dessert. We have lobster ice cream. So if you're feeling daring, you can try the lobster ice cream.
Oh my goodness, lobster ice cream. I was not expecting that. Is that a big seller?
It's like a rich vanilla bean ice cream, and they poach the lobster in butter, so it's very buttery and really, you know, it's actually very popular, and it's nice. I find myself eating it a lot. It's not like what you would think, and we fly that in from Maine as well.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a cool treat.
I wish you guys could be bringing the lobster ice cream to the Rumble Roll as well, and not just the lobster roll. I would like to try both.
We just might. Don't you worry. We just might.
Bring your own little freezer, and you know it'll be an extra surprise for the people there.
Maybe we should make it into a milkshake, a lobster roll milkshake.
Oh, there we go. All right, you heard it here. Everyone, be prepared for the lobster milkshake. I think that sounds that sounds fantastic. So you guys both have Maine roots. We've talked a little bit about lobster being so iconic, and certainly that's where we think of lobster as being from. I'd love to talk a little bit about the sustainability of lobster. You know, in the news recently, we've seen a lot of conversation around sustainable fish and traceability. And I'm wondering, for you guys growing up there and now sourcing your lobster from Maine, what does sustainable harvesting look like in the lobster industry?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. Obviously, we're proud to use, obviously, all Maine lobster like you said, something that's sustainable. In terms of Maine, the regulations certainly have, increased, I guess, for the past 5 or 6 years, in order to create kind of that ongoing supply of lobsters. So, for example, you know, the fishermen are tossing back lobsters that are, too small. And then once they get over a certain, size and length, you know, those guys are going back too because they're the best breeders. If a female lobster is coming up with eggs, you know, bearing eggs, she's getting thrown back as well. And then same with juvenile lobsters in the traps. They have the ability for the juvenile lobsters to actually get out if they happen to go in. So it all kind of goes towards that effort to create the sustainability. Same about 6 or 7 years ago, the amount of traps that fishermen could actually fish were decreased quite a bit. So it all kind of goes towards the same effort, and it's clearly had a great impact. You know, since 2007 to 2011, the catch went from 72 million to just over 105 million pounds of lobster in Maine. So, it's certainly having a positive impact.
Oh, wow. And Sabin, you know, how many lobster rolls do you think you guys go through in a day, or do you have those numbers?
Well, on a good day, we will probably see around, at the truck, maybe 300 to 400 people. So it could be from anywhere from 300 rolls to 400 rolls. A lot of times each person will get one item, two items. So it kind of fluctuates with the location, the warmer weather. In the summer, we do some huge events, and, you know, we see our numbers spike. But I'd say at least, you know, probably 300 a day, 200 to 300 a day rolls, soups, tacos, all that stuff. In our restaurant, we do fried clams. We do a lobster BLT. We do lobster mac and cheese. So, the numbers of rolls actually go down because people are trying other items. But in our truck, we really, really crank out the lobster rolls. It's insane. We did an event on Friday, and we had an 80-person line for about 6 hours.
So what does that feel like when you're sitting there making the lobster rolls, or and you see that line in front of you? Because when you're coming in this summer for the lobster rumble roll event, there are going to be a mass amount of people just waiting to taste your lobster rolls. So what's kind of going through your mind as you are working at warp speed?
Well, it's such a good feeling because, first of all, when we opened the business, we're just hoping that people would appreciate the lobster out here like they do on the East Coast, which they do. But it's such a good feeling knowing that you've created something that people are so happy to try and enjoy. And the best compliment we get, which is on a daily basis, is you'll get people from New York or from Pennsylvania or Rhode Island or Maine or New Hampshire or all throughout the East Coast, and they'll say, I went to school at UMass or whatever it is. And they say, we couldn't find this anywhere. And it's amazing. And it reminds us of the summers at the Cape or when we used to go up to Maine. And it's more nostalgic for them. And it makes us really feel it makes us really feel good that we're doing something that really no one else has done. And it just inspires you to work harder and work more and pump up the product.
Right. And I'm wondering, you know, growing up on the East Coast, both of you, and now dealing with a West Coast customer base, you know, I'm wondering, was there any kind of, you know, education about lobsters or Sabin? Do you see people in the California area being more excited about using lobster in unique ways that aren't sort of that traditional lobster roll?
Yeah, there's definitely an educational process about it. You know, East Coast people are more educated on the product because they're surrounded by it more and more on the taste, the how it's caught, the sustainability people really enjoy learning about. We like teaching them about. The price point is a huge thing where people on the West Coast think that a $12.75 lobster roll is expensive for fresh claw, knuckle, and tail meat. Which, you know, obviously people on the East Coast probably would be really happy if that was their price. And, you know, Jimmy and I will joke around and say, even in Maine, you know, down by the docks where we live, it's more expensive than that. We're flying it across country. So sometimes, you know, it's more education on the price point, the, you know, how hard it is in the winter to get this product. It's not a year-round thing that's just really easy. The prices go up immensely. So we have a price lock on all of our items here. So really more education on price and sustainability.
Right. And I'm wondering, do your relationships with the Maine fishermen change as the seasons change? You know, do you have to go to different families or different fishermen to get the lobster in that off season?
No, before we set this up, we locked in with a specific provider, people we've known for a long time that we, you know, our family has been tied with, and we locked that price in, and we locked in a really solid relationship, I would say, more than anything, and that's what this community is based on more than anything, is relationships, which means that we're not going to anyone else, and they're getting an exorbitant amount of business from us, but obviously in the tough times, we depend on them to come through, and they have for us, which is just, you know, it goes beyond business a lot of times.
Right. So I want to talk a little bit about the Lobster Roll Rumble that's coming up this summer. You've got a couple months, but it's coming up quickly. Can you give us a little sense of, you know, when do you guys start preparing for the event? Do you already know exactly what kind of lobster roll you're going to be preparing? What does your prep look like for the event this summer?
Yeah, we know. We know what role we're going to go with. We actually already have the works in, with our guys in Maine in terms of the, you know, amount of meat that we're going to be needing. And then, as far as our staff out here, you know, who will bring. So it's kind of like anything else. You start preparing a few months in advance, and then obviously, you know, far more detailed in the next month or so before we head out there. So we've taken a lot into account, and we're obviously very excited about it, and we'll make sure that we use our best rolls.
Great.
We're coming to bring home the gold. We want the trophy. Jim, we want the trophy.
There we go. That's the excitement I was looking for. I appreciate the logistical explanation, but
I don't know. I don't care what it looks like, but I want it.
It better be a trophy.
Yeah, it could literally be a 3-inch lobster trophy, but we want it.
Have you guys participated before?
No, we have not.
We weren't open. We opened the van in April last year.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So what are you guys excited about? What are you nervous about? So it's a big event.
I'm excited about the people and the booze and the suits that everyone's going to be wearing. And then serving these long lines you're talking about.
I mean, we're just excited to be there, be a part of it, be recognized for, you know, having a quality product. And, you know, we're competitive. You know, Jim played college hockey, and I used to beat him up a lot. So I want to win. And we want to win. But you know, we're happy to be there. We're going to bring Barbara, and we're going to have some fun. So we really, really are excited to be a part of it. And everything we do, we bring a lot of fun and positive energy, too, and we bring a top-notch product. So it should work out positive either way.
Okay. Well, I was lucky enough to attend last year's event and had the most fun time, and certainly had my fill of lobster roll by the end of it. And I will say that the positive energy and the fun that you're talking about will be very much appreciated. My favorite memory is one of the lobster restaurant chefs brought a ukulele, and as they were serving lobster rolls, they were playing ukulele songs the entire time. And I gotta say, they had a pretty big crowd. They were definitely a crowd.
Saban has a ukulele too.
Oh. I do have one, but do you know how to play it?
No idea.
I can't play it. You know, we might put Jim in a hula outfit and have him do a little hula dance. That's a good idea.
I like that.
I think you're on the right track.
Yeah. Forget lobster. You know, we got you in a hula outfit. That's all you need.
Oh, that's fun. Well, fantastic. Well, I really look forward to tasting your lobster roll at the event. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited to have you out there for the first year. And I don't know what that trophy looks like, but I wish you guys the best of luck.
Yeah. Just find out and get back to us on it.
We look forward to bringing you that lobster milkshake. You're going to be the first person to take a sip.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that. Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Saban Lomac and Jim Saliski of Cousins Fresh Maine Lobster in L.A. They're going to be participating in the Lobster Roll Rumble event this year. Everyone grab their tickets. We are excited to see you all. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.